are. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And it turns out that 9 out of 10 adults who played sport as a kid are encouraged their kids to be active. I suppose it's all about catching that bug young as a kid and getting involved with sport.
Absolutely, and that is what I'm here to talk about. We have got lots of opportunities for youngsters across the UK to get involved in hockey, all for free.
Oh, well, that's absolutely fantastic. And I suppose it also teaches you quite a lot of values being involved in sport at a young age there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been competitive as a child. I was always part of a sports team, or whether it was out playing with the boys in the garden. And yeah, it's taught me how to lose. It's taught me how to be humble in victory. And it's, to be honest, made me some of the best friends that I still have now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I suppose with a lot of it as well, it's all about the kids being able to have fun as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Even now, if I'm not having fun while I'm playing, even at an elite level, then I'm not playing my best and I'm not enjoying it. So yeah, definitely, it's all about fun, balanced lifestyle and diet. And what a better way to team up with Sunpat, which is one of my favourite foods. It's tasty and good for you. Then, you know, to go on the road and tour the UK for people to experience hockey.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And what first got you into hockey in the first place, Sam?
Well, football was originally my first sport, and I started playing hockey at school, and then I got more opportunities to trial out for my local county, and it just kind of went on from there, really. But I think hockey found me, as cheesy as that sounds.
I absolutely love it. What about some tips for parents to keep the kids happy over the Easter break?
Well, some people find it quite tough. I think 61% of adults struggle to find activities for the kids to do over the Easter holidays, especially getting out there, getting active. It's all really easy, isn't it, to sit on your PlayStation. But one of my tips would be provide them with the opportunity, whether it's a stick, ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, if you're in Yorkshire, pop across. We've got one in Newcastle up that way. So, yeah, get across.
Suppose that's one of the hardest things for a parent now as well, is it getting them away from the PlayStations, the Xboxes and all the rest of it now, because, well, they are that good that a lot of them end up sitting on there instead of actually going out and playing the sport. We have seen participation falling in the likes of rugby league and sports like that, but it's important that we bring through the, not just, I suppose, sports people, but also for the rest of the nation as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always going to be a way of life. It's not a wrong that they want to play on the computer. It's just everything in moderation. And just going back to what you said, really, is if it's fun, you know, a good game of hockey, football, cricket, rugby, whatever it may be, is a lot better than obviously having a little bit of fun on the PlayStation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And Sam, it's been a pleasure talking to you, because I know as well that you've been very, very busy of late. Of course, you've been on I'm a Celebrity not so long ago as well. Are you still keeping in touch with everyone? Was it a great experience to be involved with that as well?
Yeah, it was incredible. Some of the things I did and witnessed, I would probably not want to do again. But yeah, it was a great experience, and we all keep in touch on WhatsApp. And for me, the opportunity to get in there and spread the message about sport being cool, especially for young girls, was just a fantastic platform to do so.
Yeah, no doubt like that, because people, especially young girls, need role models, and I suppose you are the perfect role model in that sense as well, Sam, because there's a lot these days, especially look like the likes of Kim Kardashians and so on, that they need to be looking at someone in the world of sport as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of pressure, I think, to look good, you know, with all these filters on selfies and Instagram and social media. So I just get out there and just, you know, say all of that is fake. You know, if I'm in a shoot, the first thing I tell people is, wow, that's been airbrushed. So it's just bringing a little bit of reality to the situation and encouraging people to get involved in sport, because sport is cool.
Yeah, it certainly is. And what's next for you now as well, Sam? Where can we expect to be seeing you popping up next?
There's a few things on the radar. I'm looking forward to Aintree, the Grand National. And then during the Easter holidays, I cannot wait to get on board with Sunpat and just tour the UK with lots of fun and lots of good for you treats.
Oh, fantastic stuff. You've not got any tips for us for the National then, have you, Sam?
I wish I had, but I really haven't.
Well, if people want a little bit more information on this, Sam, where's best to go?
The best place to go is sunpat.co.uk/fueling fun.
Well, Sam, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
Thank you very much.